Hello, and welcome to the Anxiety Path video blog series. My name is Michael Valentine. In this episode, I am going to share with you an experience that was a turning point in me finding help for recovery with my own anxiety disorders. Now, having grown up with anxiety disorders from when I was a young child, I have obviously had many experiences with anxiety and with panic, but there is one occasion that really stands out to me and was ultimately the turning point which motivated me to continuing looking for professional help. You see, my previous attempts at professional help failed miserably. No one was able to help me overcome my anxiety, and in many cases, they didn't even understand me at all. So I basically gave up on finding a cure and tried my best to exist with my anxiety. So at one point, I went on a small vacation, just a long weekend, which involved about a 5-hour drive each way. Even though I was a driving phobic and a bridge phobic, this particular drive I was actually able to do several times over the years. Most of the road had plenty of rest areas, which offered me some comfort. But it seemed that the worst part of this entire drive was the fact that I had to cross a bridge, which was very close to home. I couldn't go or return from this destination without crossing this particular bridge. At the beginning of the return drive home that weekend, I began to wonder what the traffic would be like on the bridge when I got there. It was a Sunday evening, and heavy traffic at that time of day was not unusual and could easily be expected. Once my anxiety started at the beginning of the ride home that day, it built continually the entire ride until I got to the bridge itself. Close to a 4.5-hour drive, I had higher than usual elevated levels of anxiety. To put it nicely, the ride was a nightmare, complete torture all the way to the bridge. The fear was, what if there was traffic on the bridge? What if traffic was moving slowly? And the ultimate for me, what if I got stuck on the bridge? These were very common thoughts for me that I would have often around driving in general, and even more specifically when it came to driving over bridges. So even though most of the ride was a nightmare, it was not out of character for me to experience anxiety like I had. And my fear was very typical for that time in my life. However, something very strange happened to me on that ride, something that I never experienced before. Despite having high levels of anxiety for the entire ride to the bridge, when I finally got to the bridge, my anxiety disappeared. My worry and concern the entire time was based on the conditions of the bridge, namely the traffic itself. As I approached the bridge, I saw there was very light traffic, and the traffic that was there was all moving very smoothly. I suffered driving for about 4.5 hours only to get to the bridge and have my anxiety disappear almost immediately. I was shocked. Actually, I was confused. I really had no idea what had happened at that moment. So the following morning, I woke up with a mission to find somebody who can help me. Someone who understood me, who understood my anxiety, and understood basically what had happened to me just the night before. And it was that morning that I first found the treatment center where I finally created recovery for myself. And then I went on to become a certified counselor specializing in anxiety and phobia recovery in the same program. Since then, I have worked with many clients that have had similar experiences as mine, where their anxiety seems to be so predictable for so long and then suddenly does something so different, it confuses them. One of the things that I do in my video series is demystify anxiety disorders. I explain them in simple wording, simple terms, so that it is easy to understand what is happening. Between my own experiences since I was a young child and the last 25 plus years of working the recovery process, I have a full understanding of anxiety disorders, and I share my knowledge in a way that is easy to use and easy to implement in your own life so you can create recovery. For additional free information about my journey and the recovery process as a whole, you can go to my website, anxietypath.com. Read my blogs, get resources, join my community, all for free, and stay connected with me. It's a great place to get started working on your own recovery. And remember the Anxiety Path motto: when you become fearless, life becomes limitless. Thank you.